Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince.
March the 30th. Favour for Zion.
All this week, Derek considers God's promise never to forsake his people Israel. Today he explains how rebuilding Israel is part of God's covenant with his people, and it's also a sign for us today. The Lord says that the regathering of Israel in our day is a banner raised by him for the nations. Events in Israel and the Middle East today are at the centre of world attention and media coverage. This period of Israel's regathering at the end of the age was marked out clearly on God's great prophetic calendar 3,000 years ago. Here is one of the passages that make this clear.
Psalm 102, verses 13 to 16 and verse 18. You will arise and have compassion on Zion, for it is time to show favour to her. The appointed time has come. For her stones are dear to your servants, her very dust moves them to pity. The nations will fear the name of the Lord. All the kings of the earth will revere your glory. For the Lord will rebuild Zion and appear in his glory. Let this be written for a future generation, that a people not yet created may praise the Lord.
Now is God's appointed time to have mercy on Zion and to show favour to her. This isn't something that Zion or the Jewish people have earned, but something that comes out of God's sovereign grace and mercy. One of the main purposes of what God is doing is to bring glory to his own name in the sight of all the nations by fulfilling his promises to Israel. The rebuilding of Zion is one of the great biblical signs that the time is at hand for the Lord to appear in his glory. We have the great privilege of living in that time that the psalmist here foresaw. I believe we're the ones being created as a people in response to what God is doing for one supreme purpose, to bring praise to the Lord. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, that you are committed to Israel. I intercede for that nation now. I proclaim that God is bringing glory to his own name by fulfilling his promises to Israel. For the Lord will not forsake his people. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries. Reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.